This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show with my co-host, Joe Bruzuelas, Chief Economist of RSM. We interview top middle market CEOs so you could gain insights onto how to grow your own business and become a transformative CEO. Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and I'm with Joe Bruzuelas, my co-host. Welcome to the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show. Our guest today is Scott Deviney. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing great, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And Scott is the CEO of Chicken Salad Chick. If you're in the South, everyone knows it. If you're in the North, you may not know it, but probably soon, or the West, probably soon. Talk about what the company is, and right now, when you took over in 2015, you had 32 stores. Now, I believe you're at 106 already.
It's 106. You're right on, Robert. We had an opening yesterday in Houston, Texas, so it was fantastic. The company was started in 2008 by a stay-at-home mom and her future husband, Kevin and Stacy Brown. They began selling chicken salad out of their home, kind of in a door-to-door environment. And she started making a name for herself in the community for delivering chicken salad and having the best tasting. And then at some point, you know, there's a obscure little rule that you can't really sell chicken salad out of your home. So she was forced to open up a freestanding restaurant, which she did in Auburn, and it took off. The first day they made 20 pounds of chicken salad, it was sold out by 1 o'clock. The next day they made 40 pounds, and it was sold out by 1 o'clock. And it's been off and running since. In 2012, we started franchising, and the first franchise restaurant opened in late 2012. I came along in 2015. It was an unfortunate story. Kevin had cancer, and they were looking for the next round of leadership and private equity group who could really take what their vision was, which was fresh-made chicken salad served from the heart, and take it all over and grow the business. So that was really our crux, was don't mess it up. Everything that's been working is done very, very well. Now how can we grow this business, this nice mom-and-pop started business throughout the country?
Now, before we get going into more talk, Joe, would you mind giving a definition of what the middle market is?
So, sure. So Chick Salad Chick is part of the most vibrant portion of the U.S. economy. It's roughly about 200,000 firms that have between $10 million and $2 billion in revenues. Now, those firms account for 40% of GDP, and they employ one-third of the entire labor force. That portion of our economy is what's driven the overwhelming majority of hiring during the 10-year business cycle we're at. So tell me, what drives your business? I'm not going to ask you to give away your recipes. We did get to taste them a little bit before. They were fantastic. But what's the formula that really drives your firm, that drives your business and the sector you're in?
It's a great question, Joe, because there are, you know, thousands of restaurant companies out there that serve any flavor you want, whether it's pizza, burger, to ethnic foods and Asian food. What makes Chicken Salad Chick unique is there is no other company selling just chicken salad, where it's made from scratch in each restaurant every single day, and then we create these different flavor profiles that will attract each palate, and we're going to serve it really from the heart. So when you walk into one of our restaurants, you're going to get great tasting chicken salad. We've got a team of people back every day making it from scratch, but more importantly, you're going to walk in and feel like you're walking into your best friend's house or your parents' home. We're going to love on you. We're going to treat you well. And that's kind of the crux of what we're all about, is to serve from the heart. We want to really take care of you as a guest. And that's what's really helped us have the success we've had, is people like the way they feel when they walk in, and more importantly, when they leave.
All right, so food and beverage is one of the more difficult, more challenging sectors of fast food retail that's out there. Take us through your product development line. We sampled about 10 to 12 of your different products today, and again, they were fantastic. Take us from A to Z. How long does it take to get there? And then, are you doing it on your own, or are you outsourcing it?
Oh, that's a good question. So the process when Kevin and Stacy started, there were about 15 flavors. There were some that were a little repetitive with fruits and nuts, just different version of fruits and nuts. And so that core 15 flavors, they were what was started, and that was what was there when we kind of got involved. In 2016, we began revamping the menu slightly, not the, necessarily the ingredients, but certainly the different flavor profiles. So we wanted to have the traditional category. We wanted to have the savory category. We wanted to have the fruits and nuts, that type flavor. And then we also wanted some spicy flavors. And so we added and took away a few flavors when we did this. We went from 15 down to 11. Then we added a flavor that was a little more savory, which was the Lawrence Lemon Basil, which has basil and pecans, a little bit of a slight run on a pesto, if you will. But that was a flavor profile that we didn't have. So now we've got this rounded out platform. So now talk about what do we do differently every day to bring something new to our guests. And our guests, by the way, have said we love it when you have a new flavor or a new taste that comes out that we get to try. So every quarter we roll out a new limited time only flavor. That flavor can be anything from jerk chicken and pineapple to one that was called True Blue Betty last year that had black peppercorn and blue cheese. And it was a fantastic flavor. So your question of how do we get there, that probably starts about a year in advance. Our team can come up with different flavors that we feel as though are either popular or missing, and then we get into the kitchen and say, how can we, keeping the concept simple, because ours is very simple, but keeping the simple concept, how can we make that flavor? And believe it or not, currently most of those flavors come from our team, whether it's Tom or his team in the marketing department, or can really be anybody in the building that says, hey, we really think this might be a good flavor, let's try it. And so we will then mix it up, we'll tweak it a little bit, then we'll put it into test. That test will be in a couple of restaurants, and then we know once it's a success, then it's ready to go for all of the restaurants.
So your clients really love your authenticity and sort of your organic approach here, probably, which I'm assuming makes you distinct from your competitors.
We think so. Yeah. We think by getting fresh chicken and cooking it ourselves and mixing all the flavors ourselves with doing everything by hand is one of the secret recipes for us.
All right. And then who's your client?
The predominantly 70% or so is female, average age in her 40s with two kids at home under the age of 16.
Okay.
When you're talking about the different flavor profiles that you have, how do you determine, okay, we're in the South, this works, now we're going to move to the North? How do you develop different profiles, and are you going to be indigenous to a state or to a taste style?
Well, what we have works. So we don't think we need to necessarily change who we are because we move into a different state. And I'll give you my rationale behind that. We have restaurants in Florida, for example. People from the North or the Midwest, they come to Florida to vacation, and then we get comment cards. When are you bringing this to New York? When are you bringing this to New Jersey? When are you bringing this to Chicago? And so they're telling us we don't need to change anything to necessarily fit with their states or their regions. We need to stay who we are, continue to give great service. Now, we do think there's some opportunities to enhance some of the flavors in certain markets. So if you're going into New Orleans, does the spicier flavor work there? Yes. So are there some opportunities for us to maybe enhance some of those?
That you could change that? And who is the decision there? Is it the franchisee, or does it go back to corporate?
Both. We take franchisees' input or our corporate team's input, and we'll analyze data and say, is spicier selling? What are some of the things we could do to enhance the flavor profile for that?
So you've 2 minutes left to break. I want to ask you about quality control. So you make the actual chicken every day. It's not carted in at the location. Now you've 106 different locations. How do you keep the quality at the level that's consistent?
Well, there's two components to that. There's distribution, and then there's the quality control check post-product being made. We have a master distributor for almost all of our products, and then we have a purchasing agreement for a national produce vendor. So we have quality control checks along the way for those. Then once we're in restaurant, the quality control checks is very simple. We have a recipe guide and we have pictures and a step-by-step process on what to do. And you, as a manager, can walk into the prep kitchen at any point in time with a tasting spoon or, you know, once it's on the line. And you can do a visual check, you can do a texture and a taste check very easily and know, as long as you followed the guide, it's going to all taste the same everywhere you go. It's very simple.
So we only have 1 minute left. I'm going to pose this question, and then we're going to want to pick it up a little bit more in depth on the other side. Tell us about what it's like to run a large franchise business.
It is a great, great job because we have phenomenal franchise owners who are putting their blood, sweat, and tears, capital, and energy into growing a wonderful concept in each one of their markets. So if you're in Dallas, Texas, we have a franchise owners there that are really working their communities very well to take our product to that neighborhood. And we get compliments all the time from that. It's not just about Chicken Salad Chick. It's about those owners who are making Chicken Salad Chick what it is in their markets.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to learn more about the franchise business, about the economic supply chain, and talent. Back in a few.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Joe Bruzuelas on the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show, and we're here today with Scott DeVinny. We're continuing, and you were talking, as Joe asked you, about the franchise business. Do you want to ask anything else about the economics of that?
I want him to expand on what are the neighborhoods like? Who are these people who are you partnering with, your franchisees? Is that I think, is really where your business is so unique.
It is so unique, and what makes us kind of who we are. So we're a franchise business. 70% of our restaurants right now are franchised. So they're not only successful people in their own right, but then they decided to take a leap into the chicken salad chick business. And in some cases, they didn't know what our business was, where it was going to be. In 2012, what was chicken salad chick? Or 2015, what was chicken salad chick? And what were we going to do with it? So the business model, though, it's the little bit of the silver nugget that makes us who we are. So let me explain that. Our owners predominantly, we have about 55 owners in our system right now at various stages of development. A quarter of them are male only. A quarter of them are female only. The rest of them, which is about half, are a male-female mix, husband, wife, or something. And that's unheard of, I think, in the franchise business, where you get, 75% have a female somewhere in the business mix. So that's the first thing that I think makes us extremely unique. But number two is, our purpose as a company is to spread joy, enrich lives, and serve others. When part of our process, when we're looking at new franchise owners, do they fit that culture? Do they have that purpose in their heart? Can they really take care of their teams? Which, by the way, will mean take care of your guests. If you take care of your teams, they'll take care of our guests. So a lot of our owners come from backgrounds that may or may not be in food service, but they have that same philosophy, that same purpose in life to be selling fresh food, but serve it from the heart. For example, we've got former nurses, medical device sales, pharmaceutical reps, all the way to former business owners that sold their business and said, I want to go do something that's a little more purpose-driven in my life, and they will jump into Chicken Salad Chick and take it to their communities.
So one of the unique features about dining out in the United States is you can't go to a restaurant without hearing a millennial ask 20 questions about sourcing, quality, fair, full, that sort of thing. What role does supply chain play in your business? Second, how are you intending to evolve to meet those changing preferences of the up-and-coming consumer?
I think what the consumer is telling us is they want to know what they're eating. They don't necessarily trust what's behind the kitchen wall any longer. Right. Our product, for example, it is pretty basic. It's chicken, it's mayonnaise, it's finely minced celery, and it's some secret seasoning. It's pretty simple. They know what they're getting when they walk in the door, that we've made it from scratch. We have a team of people. Most of our kitchens are fairly open now, so if you're standing in line, you see people in the back making product. And I think that's a little bit of what makes us unique, is people know we're making it from scratch. We don't have these cartons coming in and we just kind of throw a bow on it and say, here, go buy it. We actually are making it from scratch. I think that's something that separates us as any level of age group sees, whether you're a millennial or you're a baby boomer. You want to know you're eating a good, fresh product. So we take a lot of pride in knowing that we have just a couple of chicken suppliers. That product is being shipped fresh, not frozen, to our distribution centers. We now have 5 distribution centers throughout the country, and we have a pretty tight rein on what happens to that product to make sure it is clean when it gets there. And that's, I think, how we address it.
And most are gluten-free, I'm thinking, or is that not true?
All chicken salad is gluten-free. how you choose to eat
it.
The cookies are
not. Crackers are not.
How you choose to eat it. So if you want just a scoop of chicken salad on a bed of lettuce with no crackers, you're gluten-free.
Everyone gets, you either get a sandwich, a bed of lettuce. You select which way you want to use that.
That's right. That's exactly right. So we have all of the 12 flavors of chicken salad, plus we also have pimento cheese, spicy pimento cheese and egg salad we didn't talk about, all made from scratch. But yes, you choose whether you want to get that as a scoop on a piece of lettuce with some crackers, or if you'd rather have a sandwich on white bread, wheat bread, or a croissant.
And that's where that goes. So let's talk about your expansion model. Mm-hmm. And I know you've talked with me in the past about concentric circles. Explain exactly how you're doing this, and also explain, we've also spoken that there's a big difference in running a franchise of 30 or 100, and all of a sudden your economics change on that. So two questions. One is your expansion, and two, the economics of that.
Well, so the concentric circle model, I've been in and around this business since the mid-90s. The two things that I feel strongly about are owning company stores alongside of our franchise owners. I feel like we have a vested interest in our success just like they do. We put our money to work just like they do. I think that's vastly important for our business. The second thing that I've always noticed in those years is that concentric circle growth is important because you're building brand awareness before you enter into a new state. So, for example, when we opened in Lexington, Kentucky, we had restaurants in Nashville, Tennessee. And we have restaurants down in Florida where people might vacation. So by the time we hit Lexington, Kentucky, there was some brand awareness around chicken salad chick. We didn't have to go invent a new marketing campaign to talk about who this was because people knew it. There was some organic growth in there. And I think that's important for us as we expand into states. We don't want to jump across a couple of states because then we're having to teach people who we are. We want them to know who we are when we get there. I think that's pretty important. So then economics, let me answer that part.
Well, you may, Joe, if you want to add, Joe, as you know, is like chief economist at RSM, and he's an expert on this. If I was asking him about the economics, and he's told me that 32 stores versus 100, everything changes. If you want to add to that question, Joe.
Well, no, I mean, where I wanted to go was what point was the scalability really become an issue, right? And then is your business closely correlated, say, with housing starts, unemployment, purchases of trucks? I mean, is there some point out there where you know, hey, I'm going to this city, and I know exactly when to enter this city because it builds on your concentric circles and scalability framework?
Not necessarily that detailed in housing starts or trucks or you know, anything like that. What we have found is the there's a mix of a demographic set that works for our business. So if we know there's, call it 60,000 people in a 10-minute drive time of our location, and the average household income is 50 grand or more, then that's the right kind of profile for us. And oh, by the way, then you segment that further into saying, what does that demographic profile look like? What's the mix of gender? What's the race? What's the percent who have college degree, et cetera? And you break that on down, and that's where we're really starting to get granular on that. But the economics of our business are so eye-opening for someone who's been around our business, and then they hear chicken salad. So let me tell you, we have 6 days a week operation. We're closed on Sunday. We have two primary day parts, lunch and dinner. We're not open for breakfast. So we're really only open 60 hours a week. And most people in the restaurant business would say that's like banker's hours, right? Mm-hmm. You're just not open very much. Our average unit volume last year was, for the entire chain, for restaurants open at least 12 months, was $1,150,000. That's unheard of, 6 days a week, chicken salad business with that kind of number. And so we're very excited about it. It was about 900 when I got here, and now it's $1,150,000. So we've had a nice run of same-store sales and also just average unit volume growth. But that's where, if you just get more into the communities and you get more into the local grassroots marketing, you can have success.
Well, if you've never heard a value proposition for a food fast, fresh beverage firm, I think we just heard one.
Well, and there you have it. Scott, a pleasure having you on the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show.
Thanks, Rob.
If anyone
thanks,
wants Joe. To know, what is the website?
Chickensaladchick.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised?
Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you.
America, I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with John Chambers. How are you, John?
Robert, I'm doing great. Here to talk about innovation, startups, and how the world's changing.
Well, we're going to talk about those, but first, I want to say, so everyone knows, here's a guy, when he was with Cisco, he comes in, there's like 400 people, $70 million in revenue. Mm-hmm. It grows to four at one business, that's it, and an unknown brand grows it to $47 billion with 70,000 employees and one of the most valuable companies and transformative in the world. And the biggest thing that I want you to comment on that you did, I understand you've created 10,000 millionaires.
Well, you've hit a number of different topics. First is all of us who have been CEOs know there's no substitute for being in the right market at the right time. But then it's a matter of how well do you execute and how well do you disrupt existing markets. It was a rush would be an understatement for that growth to occur. And my philosophy is you've always try to catch technology transitions with business model transitions. And that's what we did at Cisco. We took a techie concept and instead of talking about how do you sell routers, we talked about how it would transform every business in the world, and we led by example. And in the process, we tried to create the classic approach that all CEOs focus on, unprecedented opportunities for your customers, for your shareholders, for your employees, and your partners. And we were the best partnering organization in the world. We won that. The shareholders, the stock went up 10,000%, which is amazing in terms of the stock growth. But in terms of our own employees, we shared the success across the board in ways that I don't think may occur again. We created 10,000 millionaires at a time when a million was really a million in terms of the direction. But everybody benefited, our existing shareholders, our leadership, etc. And it does speak how I think the future of innovation will be about how do you get business model change with technology changes. What Amazon did very effectively versus Walmart. What Tesla is doing very effective versus a GM. What Uber is doing very effective in terms of asset sharing.
So for now, let's just get one little thought on innovation and what CEOs should look for. And a lot of the CEOs we're dealing with are the top companies, but a lot are smaller companies. Talk about the blend, how they work together, what's going on, and in a world of innovation, what should a CEO's mindset be?
So three or four questions. Let me think about it.
Sorry, because you have so much to say, so I keep throwing you that.
Well, we're both dyslexic, and so dyslexic, right. We can break it into pieces and play out the chess game in the reverse order.
Well done.
This is going to be a period where you either disrupt or you're going get disrupted. And when I started saying about 3 to 4 years ago that 40% of the large companies in the world and a higher percentage of small companies will not exist in a decade, people said, John, not accurate, you're missing it. And now I think most CEOs would say that's a conservative number. So as we in leadership think about it, the key change on innovation is it's occurring at 3 to 5 times the speed that it did during the internet era. Something that you're...
And do you think it will increase more in the future?
It will increase even more. So the example I love to use is one of them we talked about earlier, which is Amazon took 21 years to bypass Walmart in market cap. I was on the Walmart board, the best run company in the world, most valuable company in the world, and we saw Amazon coming. But yet we were not able to innovate with the speed they were, the physical.
Were you trying?
Oh, big time. And by the way, they're still a great company, but it took 21 years. Tesla passed GM a short time later in 14 years. In terms of innovation and market evaluation. Then Uber, with a different model for how do you purchase and share assets, passed Tesla in 7 years. 21, 14, 7, it's accelerating. So as you think about the CEOs, you're now seeing how do each of us, especially in the larger medium-sized companies, innovate. And for the first time in my life, I'm seeing them partner, not work with, but partner with small companies because they realize many of the best and brightest from your alumni, North Carolina State, from the MITs, the Stanford of the world, the Polytechnique in France, the IITs in India, instead of going to the traditional Wall Street firms, the large established government agencies, etc., they're going to startups. So the big companies are saying, if I'm going to do innovation in the future, I have to partner with startups in a way I never did before. And suddenly you're seeing a world-class innovation company like Boeing partner with a company called Spark Cognition, 220 people, and they do a 50-50 joint venture for the next unmanned aviation for the FAA. And so you see just an understanding by the CEOs that large companies probably would not be able to move at the speed they did before, and saying, I'm going to do innovation in part by a unique relationship in partnering with small companies. And so that trend is going very, very fast as well. But the key takeaway is when you see a business model change occur at the same time of a technology change, that's when you get disrupted, or that's when you disrupt. So the
internet. Wait, when you see the business model and
combined with
that
new technology change.
Okay.
So Amazon's business model changed the physical and the virtual world.
So what AI is doing, that's going to create a whole new opportunity.
Big time. The Internet of Things is probably the driving force. I call it digital air, where you combine 500 billion devices. There were only 1,000 devices connected to the Internet when Cisco started. There are 12 billion today. There'll be 500 billion. How you use this information and concepts like AI to process this and get the right information at the right time to the right person or machine to make the right decision, that's what innovation is about. AI will probably be, Robert, the only technology that I've seen, maybe other than the Internet, and even the Internet started slower, that will exceed its expectations early. So a lot of the issues like cryptocurrency and even blockchain may not develop as quickly as people think, but artificial intelligence, it is being done by almost every one of my 18 startups that I'm investing in and coaching and mentoring. You're going to see artificial intelligence enable the information being collected from these 500 billion devices to change business models, how you interface to your customers, how you do your supply chain at a tremendous speed. And then you're going to have security across the whole gap of that. So in terms of where I'm looking for innovation, I'm looking across the technology changes with a business model change. And I get to see every startup in the world. I'm not sure I'm worthy of this, but I get my pick of the litter. And so I get to see the very best wherever there is in the world. And I'm more of a champion, a coach, a mentor, and to put it in terms that I think your viewership would understand. President Macron of France was kind enough to ask me to be his global French tech ambassador. He appointed me to do this. Can you imagine America appointing a German or a French person to do this? But they're thinking about disruption and how do you do it uniquely.
And they're all into small businesses as the future, just like several countries are becoming brands in and of themselves.
They are very much. And this is a good example of where you disrupt or you get disrupted. France used to be the worst place in the world to do business. Great place to take your spouse, a romantic weekend, great place to have dinner, etc. Last place in the world to locate jobs or much less do a startup. It is now number one in Europe, and I predicted that 4 years ago because I saw the country changing. It went from 140 high-tech startups per year, venture-backed, to 740. And remember, all companies will be high-tech. At the time, the U.S. is actually decreasing back to there is no entitlement. I saw that the hard way in West Virginia. Used to be on top of the world, chemical center of the world, coal center of the world. Now we're number 47, 48, 49, or 50 in each area. We'll see if we can change that with some of the things I'm honored to do with West Virginia University and Gordon Gee there. The second thing is that I saw Boston used to be the Silicon Valley. Boston got displaced by Silicon Valley. I was at Wang there. We lost between DEC and Wang and Data Journal, we lost 200,000 jobs. And now Silicon Valley, which we all view as the innovation center of the world, it got passed by New York. So you're speeding this change occur. And so as CEOs think about it, whether you're in a medium-sized company or a large company,
any verticals that are the hottest? And by the way, you only have a minute left before break.
The answer is all of them are moving with tremendous speed. It's the first time I've seen that. You usually see the finance industry lead first and then maybe manufacturing.
You now retail, see healthcare, what,
all
of them
combined.
All of them.
Every
but
single
the key
one.
Is partnerships.
No, the key is the CEO has to own the transformation. They have to say, I'm going to innovate differently. They have to be willing to disrupt themselves, their leadership style, and their company. And they've got to say, I've got to do this internally and, in my opinion, through partnerships often with smaller companies.
And by the way, it's a lot that you've said, but if anyone wants to learn about it, there is a book you wrote called Connecting the Dots.
Yes.
And it is brilliant. I read it in one sitting at a Dunkin' Donuts.
And that's unheard of for a dyslexic because we have trouble reading because we read backwards.
Yeah.
And so for somebody to read it is a tremendous honor.
But the advantage of dyslexia is you could see the end game. You could see the chess game at the end.
You have
By the way, before reading this, I thought it was a curse I had. No one even on the air knows really that I have it. But that book said, oh my God, It's a blessing. And you said one out of five CEOs are dyslexic.
It's probably a number greater than that, but most of my dyslexic friends will not admit it publicly, nor I, except I did it by accident and take our children to work day where a young lady couldn't get a question out. She was about 10 years old. She said, she's dyslexic. I forgot I had my mic on, and I said, I am too, and here's how you do it. And then 500 people heard it. So it was out in terms of the approach. But it forces you to think differently, and that's what we all know as CEOs. We're all going to get knocked down. We're all going to have weaknesses. How do you get back up and prosper?
We are taking a break. When we come back, we'll speak more with John Chambers. Back in a few.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to ceoshow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Standing up for what's right,
helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with John Chambers, and you've been talking about innovation in the future. Here's, I want to find out, you grew Cisco amazingly, and you grew it up, you know, what did you say? What was the return if you invested $1,000?
If you invested a dollar, you get $10,000. So it was a tremendous return. It's exciting.
So here is the challenge.
Yeah.
What happens in life when you come into challenges? You know, it's the market crashes. You lose 80% of all the value. You're the fair-haired child of Wall Street, and all of a sudden, you know, it's terrible. Now, I know you learned a lesson in Elk River that I thought was brilliant there, too. If you could just give a few sentences of that and how you think about what you do when you're in the face of challenge.
So breaking it down to a couple pieces again, I wrote the book on connecting the dots about lessons for leadership in a digital startup world because I got the same questions, Robert, as I went around the world. Didn't matter if I was in Dubai or Paris or London or New York or New Delhi. It was questions about leadership. And one of the most basic lessons in leadership is you're more product of your setbacks and how you handle them than your successes, although nobody ever writes about that. And I'll come back to that in a second. The second thing is that my parents, at a very early age, both of them were doctors, and they taught our whole family about staying calm during a crisis. But at 6 years of age, I was fishing in a place called Elk River in Rapids, and I was a pretty good swimmer, but we were in a very dangerous area, and my dad said, John, just don't get too close, because if you get swept out in this, it's very dangerous. The water was going extremely fast that day, and he was up about 100 yards above me, and what did I do? Yeah. I got too close to the edge. I fell in and started to panic, and my dad was yelling at me, hold on to the fishing pole. Robert, it was an ugly fishing pole. It might have cost $5. And he was yelling at me, hold on to the fishing pole. And he was flying down the side of the riverbank yelling, hold on to the fishing pole. I was getting pummeled over and over. Each time I'd go up for a grasp of air, hold on to the fishing pole. We must have gone 200 to 300 yards downstream, and he caught up to me, swam out, and got me out of it, and he immediately set me down. He taught me all the time. He said, why did I tell you to hold on the fishing pole? I said, I don't know, Dad.
You like that fishing pole,
yeah,
right?
And he said, because in a crisis, you've got to remain calm. You can't swim against the rapids. You've got to be realistic on the situation you're in and then find the way you're going to navigate out of it. And don't let your emotions cause you to do things that will actually make the situation much worse. Sounds basic, but it's a lesson I learned forever, and that's why I told the stories. My lesson in life is I wrote the book with your takeaways at the end, but in between, I tell the stories because you'll remember the story about hold on to the fish.
And actually, in reading that story, it said, you know, there was a kid 14 years old, and what happened there? He didn't hold on to the fishing pole, and he died.
Yeah, it.
And you were at the funeral.
Well, I had no idea about this young man. He happened to be a friend of one of my sisters, and he was a very strong athlete and had many similar sayings that I did, like, if you die tomorrow, I'm okay because, you know, it's been a great life. And when I went to his funeral, I found out that he actually died in that exact same spot, and he was a strong athlete and much older than I was. But my feeling is no one was there to remind him to remain calm. And so it's one of those lessons learned. Another one is for, and I think the CEOs will appreciate this probably as much as anything we talk about today. During the late 90s, I got to know Jack Welch very well. They modeled Cisco, again, a big company, very innovative big company who always literally did the looks at other companies, the benchmarking, and usually would get one idea from the other companies. Jack got 24 from us the first time he met with us, and we became friends. And during the late 90s, he said, John, you have a good company. Well, shoot, this time, to the point you made earlier, we were getting probably more credit than we deserved. The most innovative company in the world, maybe the number one CEO in the world, etc. And he said, John, you have a good company. I said, all right, Jack, you're teaching me something. What does it take to have a great company? He said, a near-death experience. I didn't grasp it at the time. After 2001, when our stock went down by 80%, and it doesn't matter that my competitors went down twice as much. My shareholders got hurt. People were suddenly questioning, could I even do my job? And perhaps it was time for me to find another line of work, and I was getting clobbered on some of the news media stations. And I changed the company. We made all of our changes in 51 days, and we started gaining market share in 52. At the end of 2001, Jack Welch called me, and he said, John, you're now a great leader, and you have a great company. I said, Jack, no one would agree with you, and probably no one else is ever going to tell me. But he said, John, I watched what you did. You handled this setback better than anyone else. You know the truth? He was the only person that ever told me that. But in hindsight, he may have been right. And I think all of us are going to go through setbacks as leaders or as companies. And while everybody likes to write and talk about how you did and the successes, you will be more a factor of how you handle your setbacks and how you learn to deal with those and how you learn to position them for the future than you will those successes.
What do you do? You're a true visionary. What should a CEO do to come up with a vision of understanding where it's going, how to intersect it?
Well, I don't know about being a visionary, but I can connect dots. This goes back to being dyslexic. And I've learned by watching the symptoms in West Virginia.
And this actually your parents taught you. They're both doctors. Your dad had 6,000 babies, right? And
yeah, he delivered 6,000. Boy, you are
difference between symptom and...
So they taught, as a doctor, people, and especially patients, often focus on the symptom rather than what the underlying issue was. Take a couple of aspirin, or you're dealing with an infection that really is an outgrowth of a much more serious issue. And so they taught me to analyze and do it unemotionally on understanding the underlying issue or the challenges for it, and then focus on the outcomes and how you're going to do it differently and how you're going to deal with the world the way it is. Don't try to change things that can't be changed. So as a leader, you want to say, what are the transitions occurring around you? You've got to gather data. You know, there's only one Steve Jobs. He just knew what to build. The rest of us mere mortals, we listen to the market. The market would tell us what we're doing right and wrong. And so what you want to do as a leader is realize that technology will enable almost every change you're going to see over the next decade. So as a leader, you want to identify these changes and say, how does the technology change going on, change the business model, how your customers will buy, et cetera, so you don't get Amazon or Netflix or Uber in the process, and how you as a leader learn to reinvent yourself and get people around you. You don't have to be a visionary as a leader, but you've got to know what you know, and equally important, know what you don't, and then get a team around you that can help you innovate and change.
And you've said, we have 1 minute left, you said the key to hiring people, first, you like seven different points, but one is know the results. Doesn't matter what industry they're, know the results.
Well, when you think about what you want to hire, you want to hire people that have a track record of getting the results. Secondly, I always look for people that build great teams. And then one thing that I learned the hard way is I was always a sucker for great talent, and I've learned you only hire people who fit into your culture. No matter how good their talent is, if they don't fit into your culture, they aren't going to achieve the results you want. It's like a sports team, the Warriors. They only put players on their basketball team that really fit into their culture and their strategy. Same thing is true of companies.
And there you have it. We've been speaking with John Chambers. By the way, it's JC2. Is there a website for that?
JC2Ventures.com.
And that's if you want to find out all you're doing in the world going forward.
It's a pleasure.
A pleasure having you
that
on
was
the
really
CEO
fun.
Show.
I like that.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.